Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hey, everybody, it's Robert J. Great, great morning, beautiful morning out here in the Midwest, and play a little song there, Poker Face, right? You know, what is your poker face? What have you been doing with your social media life? Have you been plugging in? Have you been educating yourself? What have you been doing? What is it that you have to do to succeed online? My goodness, there's so many things out there that can make your head spin in 5 seconds. I mean, it's incredible. And don't get me wrong, there's so much great opportunity out there. And what are you going to do this day and the rest of your life, okay, by putting your, what are you going to do to get your social media affairs in order? And of course, the topic could look like, well, hey, Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so, it's time to get your affairs in order to go to the great beyond, right? Yeah, sure, you can, you know, that's obviously life in general. We're all going to go to the great beyond one day. But in the meantime, while you're here on Earth, okay, and you've got breath in your lungs, and you're walking around, and you're actually able to make a difference in other people's lives in a most positive way, right? Even if you're having a bad day or a bad year, okay, the thing of it is you can still change that by simply readjusting, resetting, just going back to square one for a few minutes. It's okay. Most times people have say, oh, I got a 5-step or a 10-step plan, and that's all great, all right? Thing is, you have to follow it. And if you mess up, it's okay, because guess what? In the meantime, you look back on your goals, and you're like, wow, I actually did accomplish all those things. Well, there's 10 things in my list. I did 3 of them. Even if you did it indirectly or by accident, you still accomplished something, all right? Time never stands still. Yes, time is most definitely a precious commodity. We only have so much time in our lives. Every single day, tick-tock, 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 right? I have a clock, when I go to rest sometimes, and it's the old-fashioned clock, and you hear that tick-tock. Oh, my goodness, I have to take that clock and put it in a drawer somewhere and hide it because it's driving me nuts. It's like dripping water, right? It's like chalkboard, right? Take your fingernails, and I'm sorry, everybody. I can't stand it, but take your fingernails and screw. I can't even say it, okay? Just right now it's making me cringe. Think of it is, you got to realize that, you know, you only have so much time in the day, and you need to figure out what it is you're going to do to make a difference. What is your plan of action? As being involved myself personally as an entrepreneur throughout most of my life, yeah, sure, there's been lots of peaks and valleys, and yeah, there's been a lot of valleys, been a lot of low times, sure. Bottom line is, though, at the end of the day, the next day, the sun shines, I've got air in my lungs, I'm breathing, I've got good health, thank God. And you know, the thing of it is, I'm able to start over and to move forward and to better myself and to actually help make others better in the meantime. So when I say get your social media affairs in order, what I'm really saying is it's a general statement, if you will, of life in general, okay? I just said general 3 times. Wow. But generally speaking, you really just need to just write it down, what it is that you're going to do, and do it. Do it and pursue it and make a difference in your life and those around you. This is Robert J. You've tuned into Your Radio Promo. Done the show off and on for several years, and hey, we're gonna get busy here. We've got some great stuff happening right now in my own entrepreneurial career, and I'm pretty excited about it. Definitely going to be sharing that with you as our program progresses over the next couple of weeks and months. And we just wanted to, invite you, of course, to, check us out and, take a listen. And if, for what it's worth, if you want to make any comments, feel free. Feel free, of course, to follow me on Instagram, Twitter, as well as Snapchat, RJOKWill. That's RJOKWill. You can also check out my blog online, right, RJOKWillis.online. That's RJOKWILLIS.online. Feel free to check out my blog. I'm going to be putting up a new post there today, actually, in relation to this particular show. But I encourage you. And by the way, anybody out there right now who is an entrepreneur and you want to discuss about your business, mainly for our listeners to give us a tip or two on how they can improve their online life, put their, like I'm talking today about putting their social media affairs in order. If you have a tip or two, okay, and this is mostly for our listeners, you know, sure, we'll definitely give you some props and not a problem, you know, but we want to really focus on the fact of helping out our other listeners out there who are actually, you know, entrepreneurs that want to succeed. If you can give a tip or two, hey, we invite you to, you know, contact us. We'd love to have you on the show. All right. Once again, this is Robert J., and I do appreciate you tuning in today to take a listen to my topic here. And I'm going to continue on this series as time progresses. I want to stay on the subject because I want people to understand what they need to do. The number one thing you need to do starting today, I'm going to give you something to do. Today's Friday, okay? It's the 15th. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. Yeah, no, 16th. Oh my goodness, time's flying. It's the 16th of September. So many great things happen in my life around this time. Actually, 17th of September, I don't know what it is about that date, but for some reason, some great, great stuff usually happens. Not every year, you know. It's like, but I've had some major life changes around this time in my life. It's just, it's kind of a cool thing, but hey, it is what it is, right? Every day is a new day, and it's what we make of it. It's really what it boils down to. But I wanted to encourage you to get your goal written down and start whatever it is you're doing, whatever your passion is, figure out what your passion is, what you like, what you're interested in doing. You want to make sure you brand yourself. That's B-R-A-N-D. Another word, of course, is branding. Branding, just put on an ing on there, okay? Get busy, get running, get going, get doing, okay? Branding. You've got to brand yourself in order to succeed online. It's about you. It's a Toby Keith song out there. You. I want to talk about me, right? It's really about you. And you want everybody to talk about me. Why is that? The more you brand yourself, the more you get yourself out there in the internet world, the online world, the social media world, the better off you're going to do. And guess what? Whatever you can do to contribute to helping others succeed and giving back. You've heard of pay it forward. You have other folks say pray it forward. Okay, you've also got to play it forward. Okay, play, or like as if you're in a play. Okay, if you don't think, oh, I'm not a leader, I don't know how to. No, you've got to turn yourself into a leader like yesterday. Okay, fake it till you make it. The more you do, the more that you get out there, the more that you actually get your hands dirty, okay? The more you learn, the more you will actually succeed and find success and meet some great people along the way. It's really this is an exciting time in our world right now. So many people right now who have maybe been praying and hoping and wishing and that something would you know, just come out of the woodwork or something would happen. And you got to get, and I tell you right now, a lot of miracles have happened. I've witnessed them myself, okay? Myself. But I would tell you, by all means, by you getting out there and associating yourself with a lot of people, okay? The bigger your list, okay, the more you're going to pretty much, well, you're going to succeed, okay? It's just a gimme, okay? But you need to really get out there and make contact with people. Don't be afraid, okay? Because guess what? You know, it's only costing you time and money. And as we discussed earlier, time is money. It's the most precious commodity because tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. Time is moving on. And for you to sit there on your hands, okay, and not get in the game and be a bench warmer, you're gonna be right where you were 5 years ago. Okay, 5 years is gonna go by like that. 10 years is gonna go by even faster. It's amazing. It's like a merry-go-round. I went this merry-go-round years ago, and it's fast merry-go-round. Oh my God! I had my kid holding my kid. I was like almost. I'm ready to fall off the thing. It felt like it was like 100 miles an hour. It felt like I was doing 25 miles an hour. But that was the fastest merry-go-round I was ever on. The thing of it is, if you get on that fast speedster merry-go-round, okay, and you don't hold on, all right, or you're on the edge and you're hanging half off, you're going to fall off. The thing of it is, you need to get in there, get your feet dug in deep and get into your whatever it is you're wanting to focus on, however you want, whatever your passions are, you need to get in there and really get the word out there. Let people know that, hey, I'm here. I'm here to help. I'm here to make a difference in your life and your family's life. Once again, this is Robert J. I do appreciate you tuning into Your Radio Promo. We've done this show off and on for several years, and we're really excited about getting back on the air, and we're looking forward to having you join us, even as an entrepreneur. If you want to get on our show and talk about what you do and how you make a difference in the social media world, we definitely would love to hear from you. Feel free to follow me or invite me or whatever at RJOKWill, that's my Twitter, as well as my Instagram and my Snapchat. Even Pinterest is RJOKWill. So what I started talking about earlier a few minutes ago was branding. You want to make sure you brand yourself. And that's what I'm doing, RJOKWill. RJOKWill. The point of it is, it's basically my whole name right there, RJOKWillis. All that is my first two middle names and last name is all combined in that word, and even in one of my websites, RJOKWillis.online. See, I'm plugging myself, right? Boom, boom, boom. You want to make sure that you brand yourself, B-R-A-N-D. It's so important. Now, what I wanted to get, speaking of brand and branding, okay, and brands, different brands, there's so many brands out there, so many great things happening right now. What happened several years ago, it's just truly amazing. Somebody probably was on their hands and their knees, and they were praying to God, and they were like, oh, my God, if I could just get this invention, I get this idea out to the world, maybe I can actually – you know, make a difference. Maybe I could be a millionaire. Maybe, and I'm not even really worried about the money. I just want to share this with the world because I think it's such a great invention, a great idea, a great concept. And it's amazing due to the fact of several, probably hundreds of ideas, thousands of ideas, okay? People have combined and gotten together and came up with a concept called crowdfunding. And the crowdfunding is so remarkable how you could take one simple idea, a guy who doesn't have a health, really, or inventor, or somebody with a wonderful idea, doesn't have really any finances to get started, to get going with their business. This enables them by going through a certain channel. For instance, a few out there, Indiegogo, we've got Kickstarter, to name a few, and they're able to go to those mediums, okay, and those channels, and put their product out there and ask for others to participate in helping support that project. When they support that project and they raise the funds, guess what? Now they can really have an opportunity to get the startup capital to get that product to market. It's really, it's just an amazing concept. And really, it's just, there's so many ideas that have come through the pike and through the internet and through online and all that. This is definitely remarkable because of the simple fact that you've got a bunch of people that all now have a vested interest in that particular product or service that now it's going to be able to come to market. It's going to be able to it's enabling all of us humans, if you will, to experience something we maybe never would have ever been introduced to because of the simple reason that the person or inventor or company didn't have the proper finances to fund that particular project. So now we've got an opportunity to get involved, and guess what? You also can make money with that because now you're part of the solution. We've got people in crowdfunding that donate too. That's fine. You can just donate to help somebody out, and that's great. You know what? Like I said earlier, pay it forward, right? That's what you're doing. You're actually helping someone else. When you help someone else get what they want, you'll eventually get what you want, okay? It's just the way things work, okay? Just do right by man or woman, and by all means, you know, it will come back to you in a great way. And a lot of times, it'll come back in a hundredfold. So, I just wanted to encourage you, by all means, to check out the crowdfunding. If you're an inventor yourself out there right now, by all means, get in touch with me. You know, I'd like to hear more about what you've got going on with your particular product or service, and maybe you've had some hardships or whatever to get this product to market. You know, you can follow me at Twitter, RJOKWill, and feel free to drop a note in there, or, you know, and I'd be glad to get back in touch with you and discuss it further, of course. You know, with the crowdfunding, you needed to, there's some people needed to have a vehicle that's going to actually help them along the way. A lot of times, you know, you can't afford a representative, you can't afford a lawyer, you can't afford all these other fees to help someone else to become your assistant. Okay, you're basically barely making it. You've invented something, you've put all your money and all your time and years of your life into inventing something great and incredible. Okay, think of it as you need to have some vehicle that's going to help you to get that to market. And you're also going to need a team of people, a concept, okay, something, anything to help get the word out there to the masses so you can get your product to market in the most proper way. And the way to do that is to associate yourself with an organization, whatever that organization happens to be, by the way, okay? And I'm going to introduce that organization right now in a second here, what I'm referring to, okay? But you need to have an organization that knows what they're doing and has had success, has had products on the shelves, has dealt with a multi-billion-dollar company and had their item in their food bags, okay, in their lunches. You have to have someone who has been through direct sales, has been through marketing, has made their own invention, has actually supported the crowdfunding industry for many years, and you have to have just a whole entire backbone of people who are and company, okay, who is really going to go the extra mile in order to see your dreams come true, okay? I'm talking to inventors, sure, but I'm also talking to you, anybody else out there who maybe looked at crowdfunding, didn't understand it. You know, they have FundMe for helping people out that maybe lost their home, their car, or whatever. You've seen out there. It's a form of a FundMe, but it's really crowdfunding and like Indiegogo I mentioned and Kickstarter. They actually are really probably the top two, and there's several other ones that are out there that are phenomenal. But they are really the vehicle that are helping get people to be introduced to great products and services, but also help out that inventor to really get the products that we need. As humans even, get those products to market. And the company I'm referring to is called Kula Brands. Maybe you've heard of it. Maybe you haven't heard of it just yet. They're fairly new on the market, but as far as the experience and the people behind it, the brains behind the operation are not new. They've got, collectively, they've probably got about 60, 70, probably 100 years of experience, okay? Recently, they even had a multi-billionaire, Jeff Hoppen, jumped on board with this company as well, and he pretty much said that Kula Brands is actually going to become a household name, which is pretty incredible. That was a quote from an interview about 2 weeks ago, I believe. Think of it as, let me get back to focusing here for you guys so you understand where I'm coming from. Kula Brands now enables any inventor, okay, anybody with a great idea, to bring their product to market, and they will go to bat, and they will get it viral for you. Done it with their very first product, Zippin' Store, which has done sensational. It's the $20,000 was their goal, and they far out surpassed that in just over 30 days. It was just over $150,000. That's just the beginning. It just recently launched, and that was over in Kickstarter, by the way. They just recently launched their campaign at Indiegogo now. So it's just going through the roof. It's just amazing. It's an amazing item. You check out my information on my website. You can see all the information about that. But bottom line is this company, and by the way, I hope soon to have interview with some of the leaders over there, but Kula Brands really has set the bar for helping those who can get their product to market now, but also helping others to really enable others to be involved with a great opportunity. And keep in mind, once again, this is an opportunity, a home-based, if you will, opportunity. However, it's nothing to do with, auto reorders, nothing to do with, investing a ton of money or none of that stuff. Basically, they've set up to where every item that gets sold through the products that are provided through Kula Brands, as long as you're involved as an associate, you actually will benefit with those residuals. And this, by the way, is lifetime, and it's, I'm excited about it. And I really encourage you to go ahead and you can go directly to my site if you like. But you can find that stuff right at my blog or whatever. If you want to, go right ahead. You could do that. Not a problem. I totally encourage you to go rjokwillis.online. I wrote an article about something about this recently, and I'll be putting more stuff out there. But if you just want to follow me on Twitter, that's fine too. RJOKWILL. All right. So hey, you know, I wanted to just thank you very much for tuning in today. It's been a great year so far. I'm looking for a brighter future for you guys. And once again, I encourage any listeners out there, if you got a business, if you're an inventor, you heard about this spiel about crowdfunding and need some help, definitely get in touch with me. We'd love to get you on the show, of course, but also I'd like to get you in touch with those folks over there at Cooler Brands. I think you definitely would be it would definitely be worth your while. All right. Let's see. I'm trying. Oh, you know, in the future show, in the next week we're going to be focusing back on the social media, getting your social media affairs in order, and I discussed today a little bit about branding. Every piece of social media that you are involved with, every channel that you're using, you want to keep your name uniform. You want to keep it the same. What I'm trying to say is don't go there and put a date over there. Don't get a Skype. And I've seen people do that recently, all these numbers. And if you're marketing, you want to be represented. You want to be recognized. You want people to come back to you. You want them, wow, it's a cool name. What's that guy's name again? It's number 4/54. You don't want all that stuff. You need to get yourself established. You need to get yourself your own website domain. You need to actually get yourself a blog going. Blogs are so easy. All the blogs are is really you're writing a story, okay? You can literally walk out of your house, go to two blocks down, maybe you get a coffee or something like that, and walk back into your house, you know, half hour later, and you literally can write a story about what you just seen. Did you see cars walking by? Did you see trees? Did you see a squirrel walk in front of you? Or maybe you ran and almost got hit by a car. I mean, God forbid. Thing of it is, you have so much potential and so many ideas and opportunity out there right now for you to succeed in the online world. And you do have most support out there and education available to you through social media. And I'm telling you right now, get your social media affairs in order. And as far as a blog is concerned, by all means, you visit my blog, you'll see I've got a great blog up there. I've got a great company that provides that blog for me and a service, not to mention a lot of marketing concepts, and they're sensational. Check it out. Go to rjokwillis.online. You can see what I'm talking about. And it's like I said, the sky's the limit. I highly advise you to follow me, please, and highly advise you to check out my website. And also even Blog Talk, I've got a little verbiage there, so you can click on some of the links there that I have provided. But I do encourage you to tune in again and get back in touch with me. This is Robert J. with Your Radio Promo. You can check out my blog and, like I said, make a comment, whatever. And if you have any suggestions too, please, by all means, I'm open-minded. I'm looking forward to doing some great things this year and beyond, all right? Thanks so much, everybody, once again for tuning in. This is Robert J. with Your Radio Promo. I think I just said that. anyway, you can repeat yourself on radio. And what times you get blabbing? I could blab with the best of them, but by all means, I just want to make sure that you guys understand where I'm coming from and that, your homework this weekend, of course, is to get your brand established. If you haven't done it yet, do it. Get that brand going. Brand yourself, okay? Remember that I told you about that song, You want to talk about me. It's true. You got a brand, you, and you want people to talk about, well, really you, but you want to talk about me, okay, yourself. And you get that going, sky's the limit, my friend, okay? Thanks again for tuning in, everybody. We'll talk to you again real soon. This is Robert J. signing off. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. And remember, you cannot make a difference. Just stay in there, keep the blinders on, and rock and roll yourself to a great fortune in the online community.